Baltimore County's leaders came under withering fire today from the governor and state controller over the lack of air conditioning in some of the county's schools. WYPR's John Lee reports the county executive fired right back.
Governor Hogan called it a disgraceful and unacceptable situation. 52 schools in Baltimore County that either have no air conditioning or are only partly air conditioned. Speaking at a Board of Public Works meeting, State Comptroller Peter Franchot described classrooms as inhumane, unsafe, and unhealthy. He said he met recently with some teachers and parents from Kenwood High School in Essex who told horrifying stories.
Students said that they frequently feel dizzy or faint, suffer from migraines and painful headaches. 98-degree temperatures in the classrooms.
Franchot says it's not a question of money. He said Baltimore County received $27 million from the state for repairs in the past 6 years and chose to use only a small fraction on air conditioning. Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz fired back at an afternoon news conference. He said that even though the county is dealing with rising enrollment and aging buildings, it's reduced the percentage of buildings without air conditioning from 52 to 15 in 5 years. Also, Kamenetz said the state usually matches localities dollar for dollar on school spending, but that has not been the case in Baltimore County. While the county plans to spend $900 million on education over 10 years, the state is kicking in less than half that amount.
I humbly ask Governor Hogan and Comptroller Franchot to please get us more state dollars so we can get these percentages resolved even faster.
Franchot and the governor have summoned Kamenetz to next month's Public Works meeting to answer questions about school air conditioning. Kamenetz would not commit to showing up, saying he had not yet received the invitation, but in turn invited the governor to meet with him in his office. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.